Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Pendergast and Clint Sterner with you here on the Triple Threat. And joining us right now, he's the 10 to noon host, co-host of Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. He's also the pre- and post-game show host for the Golden State Warriors. He's a Bay Area native. Daryl the Guru Johnson joining us on the Triple Threat here on the Buyers Barricades Hotline. Daryl, you're on with Sean and Clint. How you doing today, man?
I'm fired up. I feel like it's Ali and Frazier part five, so we're excited in these parts.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. One of the things I have in my rundown for today, is among many things about this series and this game, is that I think, and especially in game four, you got the feeling, because the two were matched up against each other so much, when James Harden was really cooking, the Warriors went to Kevin Durant to try to close him down. The Ali Frazier part of this thing to me, the Durant versus Harden thing, especially considering both were teammates back in OKC, is absolutely fascinating right now. Do you get that same feeling of that particular matchup in this series?
I do get that feeling, and I got to tell you, you know, a lot of people here on this end won't agree with me, but I feel like James Harden has been disrespected. And, you know, for the first couple of games in the series, Kevin Durant has been phenomenal, seven-footer, shooting over any and everybody. But what James Harden has been saddled with, making the decisions, and to have Chris Paul right, I call Chris Paul the computer to his genius, because we've seen, you know, you guys have also seen James Harden kind of, you know, melt under the limelight and the scrutiny. I go back a couple years ago against the Spurs, and people kind of blamed it on Harden, rightfully so. But this series, fellas, he just looks patient. He's lost weight. And his thought process and decision-making, I feel like, is not getting enough run. And that's why the Rockets, these last two games at home, have been able to pull him out. And I got to tell you, I don't know if it's destiny, but something's eating at me that this is Harden's time. This is him getting over the mountain. And the fact that Kevin Durant, nobody knows where he's going, and that's the big question. I just feel like psychologically, fellas, that the Rockets have the edge. Now, the game's going to play out the way it's going to play out, but I feel like the guys in red are coming in tonight in a building they won in, had two close games. They could have pulled each one of the first two games out. I just feel like if it was ever meant to be, it's James Harden's time right now.
Let's talk about the Warriors internally. I've used the term internal strife. I know I've seen, any way you slice it, there's a different body language that I've seen. There's a lot of different facial expressions that I've seen over the last, and it wasn't just the last two games when they lost, but it was even the first two games of the series that were in Golden State. It seems like to me, from the outside looking in, that there is some kind of strife. There's some kind of adversity that they're fighting through. Is that coming from essentially a team that's, you know, that's 20 of Splash Brothers are 20 of 72 and shots aren't falling? Or should we look deeper into that in a Durant versus the Splash Brothers type controversy?
That's the million-dollar question. And, you know, so much of it is Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, to me, had to sign off on allowing Kevin Durant to come to town. So that speaks to their character. And I know a couple other alpha males, a Michael Jordan, a Kobe Bryant, that wouldn't have, you know, hey, we'll pass. We don't need another big dog here. You know, we won a championship. But right now, the Splash Brothers are missing in action, and I just want to give the Rockets defense credit, because I believe they're getting after it. They're in their space. They're not used to it. And it kind of coincides, the Splash Brothers' struggles, with the fact that Kevin Durant has just reminded everybody, you know, just how great he is. And when you look at the shot selection from the Splash Brothers, from my vantage point, it looks like Klay and Steph are shooting the ball too quick. And when the ball comes off their hands, to me, fellas, it's almost like I know it's not a good shot, but I just want to let the building know, don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. And that has a lot of people out here scratching their head. Is there something going on internally? That I don't have the answer to, but I will say this, fellas. David West came out last year, and nobody got to the bottom of it, but he did throw it out there that, you know, if people found out, the public found out what this Warrior team had to deal with behind closed doors, you kind of think, what's going on? Is it Draymond? Is there jealousy? And I don't know, fellas, but it's 2-2, and Curry and Clay, they got a lot of pressure on them tonight. Durant, his elbow is ailing to what degree, I don't know. Iguodala, he's dealing with a leg injury now. And I got to tell you, a lot of people are on, you know, on the edge of their seat going into tonight's game.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Daryl, a name we have not brought up yet in this conversation is Steve Kerr, the head coach. How much credit does Kerr get for this run of dominance? Does he get too much credit, or does he get, considering some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that you're alluding to there, not enough credit?
That's a great question. I've called Steve Kerr the greatest coach in the association, you know, just a couple weeks ago. And then here we are with this series and degree of difficulty and the incorporation of DeMarcus Cousins into the starting lineup. But now, you know, I was just on our show today saying, I haven't seen any, you know, chess moves by Steve Kerr. You went to the Hamptons 5. Okay, you got something of shock value from that. But now I feel like the Rockets are honed in. They know what to expect. What's your next move? You're getting beat on the boards the last two games, Steve. Coach Kerr, what do you got? Are we going to see Andrew Bogut tonight? So I would never say he's overrated. But I almost feel like, you know, how many coaches could have won with this great, you know, roster of talent that Steve's had. So it's moments like this tonight to see if he makes an adjustment to kind of to get that title, to back up that title when you got talking heads like myself saying he's a top-tier coach. Because I am shocked that all of a sudden he's left his bench. Guys aren't even getting in the game. And that's not who you were during the 82-game season. And I understand it. Okay, rotations are shortened. But, damn it, you're playing, you know, Steph Curry 45 minutes, Durant 40 minutes. You got a starter in Iguodala who's not used to playing more than 30 to 35 minutes. He's playing starter minutes. And my question is, how much of that is going to wear the starters down to where when it's all said and done, Coach Kerr can say, you know what? I didn't trust our bench. And right now, fellas, I have questions about Coach Kerr. So tonight, if Andrew Bogut or Looney is not starting and it's still the Hamptons 5, he's going to take some criticism if it doesn't work out.
Well, what do you expect to see tonight? I think you touched on it there. But what do you expect to see tonight? The scheme switch after game two, the 31 deficit that the Clip were able to overcome. It appeared that they went from the old Splash Brother dominant ball movement, you know, the moving without the ball. They went to that Durant heavy approach. It seems like they stuck to that for the most part to this point. What do you see happening in game five? What do you expect Golden State to go back to?
I expect the Warriors to come out and move the ball, and that's how Klay Thompson's been effective, is the ball movement. They had some numbers, I believe, in the regular season during a four-quarter Warrior game. I believe like there was 300 passes. And in the playoffs, that number's got down to 210, 211. So there's been a lot more ISO. But the Rockets' defense has been a big part of that. But tonight I expect the Warriors to come out and move the ball. And the building just goes crazy when Steph Curry is the conductor. When he's having that game, the building, to me, becomes intimidating. But I got to say this. You asked me earlier, is there any dissension or infighting going on? I think tonight will give us a glimpse of what's going on, if, you know, more so behind closed doors, if we see, you know, more agenda shots by Warrior players, if we see Steph, you know, not deferring to a hot Kevin Durant or Klay not getting the ball when he's hot. So there's the scoreboard. And then there's the other scoreboard to where people are watching the unity. So to you know, to answer you in a nutshell, I expect the Warriors to come out offensively and make a statement, but I'll know by the end of the first quarter what we got going. And the worst part about it, real quick here, is all season long the theme has been the Warriors have not played well at home. And I don't like that because the Rockets came close in games one and two, and now here we are in game five, and I can't tell you confidently if they're all the players are on the same page and if the adjustments are going to work. So a lot of questions to be answered tonight at Oracle Arena.
Daryl Johnson, 95.7 The Game. Daryl, 30 seconds or less because we're up against it. Draymond Green, I think, is the most hated Warrior here in Houston. Who's the most hated Rocket in the Bay Area?
Oh, it's Chris Paul. We were talking about that today, and his antics and flailing and pointing to the ref or clapping when they called the foul on James Harden. It goes back to his Clipper days, too, but I kind of thought it was done when, you know, he hadn't been a playoff fixture. But it's definitely Chris Paul, and he surpassed Russell Westbrook. So Bay Area fans were clamoring today to boo every time Chris Paul had the ball, fellas. So it'll be funny to see if they actually carry that out.
Okay, wow. So not only most hated Rocket, you threw Russell Westbrook in there. So the hate goes beyond just this series with Chris Paul. Good stuff. Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game. And you catch him on Warriors pre- and post-game out there as well. Hey, Daryl, that was good stuff, man. Enjoy the game tonight, and hope to do it again with you down the road.
All right, no problem at all. I had a ball. You guys have a good day.
All right.
I guess I can say go Warriors.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, we can disagree. Right. We can disagree, but you can say
okay.
It. Yeah,
it's, you know. All right, have a good day.
Appreciate you, Daryl. Yeah, it's a free country, and we can't censor him. I mean, BMAC could. BMAC could dump it like he just dropped an F-bomb on the air or something like that. And to some, it may as well have been an F-bomb that he just dropped on the air.
I would say.
But he was kind enough to give us 10 minutes of his time. So I'll
yeah, that was solid, man. That was some solid takes. I mean, I love when a guy agrees with my point, Sean.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man. Thanks, bub.
You love that validation.
Yeah, I love that validation.
It's good for the ego, no question.
Come at me again, Lock Dog.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.